We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. It is our pleasure now to be welcomed by the all-pro wide receiver, sometimes running back, does it all, one of the toughest guys in the NFL, and that's Deebo Samuel, who's joining us on behalf of Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year, which we're going to get to. God knows there's been a lot of mistakes, rookie and otherwise, made on this side of the microphone. But Deebo, it's so great to talk with you, the 5-4 San Francisco 49ers. Like, there is a toughness about this team that I feel like usually kind of toughness in football teams comes from the defense, but I feel like the offensive side of the ball in San Francisco is just as tough as the defensive side because of players like you. Where does that come from?
I just think that's just the foundation here. From top to bottom, it definitely starts with our defense. It definitely started with our defense for sure. Don't want to get too much into like, you know, who or whatever, but, and then it just comes from the offense with all the crazy, crazy guys like Kittle and Trent McGlinchey, Juice. It's just a physicality that we like to play with as a whole. And, I don't think two teams be too much ready for it. They get a week is not long enough to prepare for it.
So what's going on in the wide receiver room? Because I see Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings kind of doing Deebo Samuel impersonations. Are you getting them to be tougher? Do they see you? Because they seem like they were just as eager to bring in contact after the catch as you are.
That's just something that we've been doing. I think people are tending to pay more attention to it now. By the way they playing, you know, they're playing at a high level as well. I don't think this is just something new. This is something we've been doing for a while.
Deebo Samuel is our guest, joining us on behalf of Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year. Let's get right to it because, okay, I can imagine. And you've earned it and deserved it. But I imagine when the money first hits your bank account, there's got to be like an instinct or something to go buy something that you do not need, that you'll never need. Like, do you already have a purchase that has become a regret?
Not necessarily, because before getting all this money, I think I have everything that I ever wanted. So, it wasn't nothing that I was just like, yo, like, all right, let's just go buy this. You know what I'm saying? It's more so like, all right, I have this amount of money. It has to last. Let's put it here. Let's see more money, make more money. That's just kind of my perspective of things. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, just go buy something just to buy it.
All right, Deebo. So what was your mistake on the field? What did you do as a rookie that you learned was a bad idea?
Kyle never let me forget this. My first ever game in the league. I was out there when my mouthpiece was not in, and I was a guy that was hitting a lot and kind of bit down on my tongue, and I kind of regret that for sure. That kind of hurt, but that's one of my rookie mistakes. I don't think I can go back and just think about something I did like crazy off the top of my head right now. I probably have to think about it.
Have you worn the mouthpiece every single time? Because sometimes we see guys, especially wide receivers, don't have them in, and it's always like, oh no, or quarterbacks too.
Some receivers that don't tend to hit a lot or, you know, do a lot of blocking and, you know, tend to not wear it in my eyes. But over here, you'll see all the receivers over here got a mouthpiece in because we balls to the wall over here, like, you know, physical in the run game. Everybody part of the run game over here. So if you don't put your mouthpiece in over here, I mean, it's on you.
You can go to snickers.com/rookie mistake. That's where you can upload a video and you can tell Deebo your biggest rookie mistake. And then, of course, the winner will be announced at the Super Bowl. Very, very exciting. Did you think when Christian McCaffrey was traded to the 49ers, that was it for you? You are not going to be running the ball anymore.
I didn't think nothing along those lines. I was just thinking like, God, dog, like how much firepower we have in this offense. And really, once we get everything moving in the way we want to, it's going to get real crazy. Cause you're not going to know who to guard, where the ball going. Cause all 11 guys out there, not including the offensive line, but all the skill guys, maybe Trent can get the ball here and there, who knows, but all the guys out there are able to take a slant to the house. I mean, you just got to keep your eyes open.
I think I know your answer to this, but, you know, wide receivers want targets, and you obviously are going to share with all these weapons. Does that cross anyone's mind there? Does anyone ever say, you know, Jimmy, get me the ball more? Or is everyone adjusted to Kyle Shanahan's offense where you never know how it's going to be distributed?
I mean, being a rookie, from my rookie year to now, Kyle has been consistent throughout my 4 years here for spreading the ball around with all the guys that he have. You know, he don't never go into a game and be like, yo, this guy's going to do this. This guy's going to do this. It's whoever's hot. I mean, Kyle going to do a good job of continue to get it and keep getting him going. And once he cool down, you know, he got everybody else out there he can get the ball to.
We're talking with Deebo Samuel on behalf of Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year. I'm not sure if you're aware of this stat involving Jimmy Garoppolo. Have you heard this one that he's 10 and 2 in games where he does not throw a touchdown? What are we supposed to make of that, Deebo? Like, you guys win even if he's not the star, which is kind of unique in the NFL where the quarterbacks are everything.
It kind of shows what type of team we have, the physicality we have, and how we run the ball and how we approach every game. You don't have to go out there and throw the ball 50 times and win a game. It's about clock management. So, it's about the great defense that we have. And yeah.
Is that Jimmy G right behind
you?
He
just
right
busted
now?
The interview.
Nah, I don't know. I just heard a noise. I'm on the screen and the computer is to my left. So I was just trying to see where the noise was coming from.
All right. So Jimmy Garoppolo obviously had a limited offseason. Trey Lance gets hurt. Were you surprised at how Jimmy came out this year? It seemed like he was pretty much ready to go after about a year of going back and forth in the media. What kind of quarterback is he going to be? But he kind of picked up where he left off. What did you think of Jimmy G early in the season?
I wasn't surprised at all. I've been with Jimmy for the past 4 years here, and everybody around here know what Jimmy is capable of. So nobody wanted to see Trey go down. It kind of took the life out of us for a little minute. But in this league, you know, it's kind of next man up. And with next man being up, Jimmy's been here for a while, so we knew what we was getting. I feel like Jimmy did it the right way, approached it the right way, and continue to be the same guy throughout the whole process.
When's the last time you saw Trey Lance? Like, how are his spirits? He's recovering from a season-ending ankle injury.
Trey here every day with us.
How's he doing? Like, is he?
Man, Trey good. He's never been a negative guy. I love the way he's attacking his rehab process, and he's becoming a pro on that end. You know, just in high spirits, lifting all the guys up. It's just Trey being Trey.
So, Deebo, you take a lot of hits and you give a lot of hits during a Sunday. How long does it take you to feel 100% yourself during the week?
You ain't never gonna feel 100% after the first day of camp.
That's it. Nothing.
You're never going to be 100% after the first day of camp.
What about during the week? Are you, you know, obviously I hear guys complain about Thursday night games. Do you feel like you have some recovery arc during the week?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have your own routine of you trying to be the best self you can be, approaching game day for sure. But, being 100% is kind of out the window.
So what do you strive for? Like 50% or?
You strive to get as healthy as you can. No matter if it's 80, 85, 75, you just try your best to be the best you as possible.
What's the lowest percentage you felt recovered and still went out and played the next Sunday?
Ooh, I say when I hurt my ribs early on in the year, I feel like I was probably like 50% out there, but in my mind, you got to tell yourself you're 100. You just push yourself.
So, all right. I think you've delivered a lot of welcome to the NFL moments. What's the early on, we're talking about rookie season. What was your welcome to the NFL moment where you realized, oh boy, these guys hit harder than I thought?
A lot of people tend to ask me that. I don't think I've been hit hard yet, honestly. Besides what, the NFC Championship, a guy hit me when I wasn't looking last year. But yeah, other than that, if I can see you, I don't think you're going to be able to get a good lick on me.
Deebo Samuel is joining us on behalf of Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year. You go to snickers.com/rookie mistake. You could submit a video about your rookie mistake and the winner will be crowned at Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Get a chance to celebrate on the field after the game too, which is really, really cool. Deebo, do you and Jimmy, have you ever had a conversation about how close you both may have been to be playing in a different city this season?
Not at all. That is not something we've talked about. We kind of got a heads up that we was Kim and Jimmy before everybody else found out. So it's not just something that, like, in this building, we don't too much talk about the negative things. We try to keep everything positive and move forward.
Okay, Debo, last one for you, and this one's going to be quick. You cannot use yourself, okay, because that'd be too obvious. But we need you to give us your top three toughest wide receivers in the NFL. You can do a top five if you want, but you're known for being tough. Who are the top three toughest guys, wide receivers in the NFL, not including Debo Samuel?
Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings. Mike Evans.
There you go. Debo, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Snickers rookie mistake of the year. Go to snickers.com/rookie mistake. You can get all of the info there. Stay healthy the rest of the way and look forward to watching you, Debo. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.